This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight, hoping to even the series with the Oakland A's, and we definitely support that. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you either look at our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of some of the tasty menu items that are at Mayfield Restaurant and Market in San Juan Capistrano, which, not too surprisingly, is our next subject of conversation. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A little earlier in the year, we visited with George Barker, who is the restaurateur and proprietor behind the new Mayfield Restaurant and Market in San Juan Capistrano. And for those of you that don't particularly follow the San Juan Capistrano dining scene, this is a burgeoning area right now for intriguing restaurants and also some gourmet specialty food products. There are a couple of artisan bread bakeries that are there. Definitely a lot going on. But when Mayfield first opened a year ago, it was kind of a work in progress. And what's great for Mayfield and also for the San Juan Capistrano area is Mayfield Restaurant and Market has been embraced by the South Orange County community and beyond, just celebrating their year anniversary this month. And we wanted to have George back on the show to kind of get updated and talk about what's going on. And it is a pleasure to welcome George Barker back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. George, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a while, George, and again, when I realized it was the year anniversary this month, good time to catch up. George, for our listeners that might have missed your last visit on the show, give us an idea of how you want to position Mayfield Restaurant and Market. What can a guest expect when they dine with you? Because you have very specific ideas about how you want to position the restaurant, and that's good to know.
Yeah, so we are a sharing plates-focused restaurant. We draw our inspiration from the Levant region, which is an area in the Middle East and Mediterranean. So a lot of the flavors come from that region, but we source local organic seasonal produce. So we're kind of tied into the Californian seasons and the produce we get here. We look towards the Levant region for our inspiration for flavors and combinations of ingredients. And we really encourage everyone that dines with us to share and enjoy a kind of family-style dinner.
Now, you have a very serious bar program that's part of Mayfield and Restaurant and Market. Tell us a little bit about the bar program, because, of course, libations, George, are ever popular in Orange County.
Yeah, we have an amazing bar team led by a guy called Julian, who's kind of been throughout numerous Orange County restaurants, and is really kind of creating his own menu there, and draws on a lot of the flavors that we use in the kitchen. They try to kind of have synergy between the food and the drinks. But we really focus on trying to create delicious cocktails that have interesting ingredients, interesting flavor combinations, keep the customer kind of guessing and trying to like identify the different flavors in there, but ultimately trying to make drinks that are enjoyable and delicious to drink.
George, if you would, give us a couple highlights of Julian's creations that are unique to Mayfield.
Yeah, so one of my favorites is the Doctor's Choice, which is a coriander seed honey take on a penicillin, but he uses bourbon. So I love that one. The Turkish Delight is always very popular, which is based on a Middle Eastern kind of dessert treat. So it has cardamom and rose and infused with gin. And then it has kind of this really beautiful pink hue to it with rose petals on top. And then we do another drink called the Blind Date, which is kind of a take on a old-fashioned Manhattan, kind of like a combination of the two. But we use medjool dates to infuse rather than using just like a simple syrup. So again, we try and look to classics as also like our own kind of creations, and then draw on the flavors or inspiration from the Levant to infuse those flavors into the cocktails.
Indeed. George, another aspect of your menu that I know you're very proud of is you handpick your wines and you have a specific direction that you're looking for in the wine program at Mayfield Restaurant and Market. Please share that with us if you will.
Yeah, so all of our wine on our menu is natural wine, which basically just means that it's without chemicals, additives, preservatives throughout the wine. All of our wine is generally produced in a very small quantity, so they're small artisanal vineyards. Kind of think of it like your farmer's market stall rather than your big grocery shop. So the wine list is constantly changing on what's available. We tasted a wine yesterday. There's 1,200 bottles made to go across the world, so they're highly allocated. But we really look for farmers, producers, growers who are dedicated to their craft, same as we do when we're looking for produce for our food menu as well.
Sure. Now, you also have a little market that is part of Mayfield Restaurant and Market. What sort of food products and what sort of items can a visitor expect to see in the market?
Yep. So the idea of the market was, we use a lot of flavors that aren't necessarily familiar to a lot of people. But the hope is once you've eaten at Mayfield, you get hooked on those flavors and you want to start using them in your own cooking. So the idea was that you could come in, you could pick up a bottle of wine or whatever you'd like, and then you could go eat at Mayfield. And then afterwards, say you love the cauliflower shawarma, you could buy the shawarma spice mix that we make. You could buy some pomegranate molasses. You could buy a cookbook, and you can go home and try and recreate some of those flavors or dishes. We just put another dish on the menu, which is a mussel dish. And then we make a peach harissa. So we make the harissa and then we char peaches and blend them through the harissa. And we have another product there, which is not from us, but from another company because it's a bit more shelf-stable, which is an apricot harissa. So same kind of idea, but something that someone can take home and test and enjoy in the comfort of their own home and get more familiar with these flavors.
Sure. George, you like to support local food artisans, and I know your bread comes from a local bakery. Tell us a little bit about that, because, that's a great thing to do, to be able to support other young budding entrepreneurs.
Yeah, our bread baker is called Carlo. He runs a company called 6100. Currently, he bakes in his living room. He has a deck oven in his living room. When we first started using him, when we opened as a takeout place, we were ordering 5 loaves a day and selling it through the market for him. Now we're ordering, I think, between 150 and 200 loaves a week. And now he's in the plans to start opening up his own bakery. It's amazing for us because we get someone who is dedicated to their craft, and he makes bread fresher for us because it arrives at 9 a.m. our sourdough in the morning, and then the focaccia for 4 p.m. ready for 5 o'clock service in the evening. So it's fresher, it's better because that's all he does every day, day in, day out. And it's great because it means that we're supporting another person who's building his dream and building his business from the support that we're providing.
George, hear, hear, as far as that's concerned. George, everybody is concerned right now about dining outdoors and having as much fresh air as possible. You have a very special layout in Mayfield Restaurant and Market because the majority of your first level seating is actually open air. Describe, if you will, to our listeners that have not seen Mayfield yet, what your layout is like, because, again, it's very guest-friendly, and it's something that a lot of people are interested right now in when they're making dining decisions.
Yeah, we kind of think of our building less of a building and more of a kind of fancy patio with a roof on top. So we have these two huge 120-square-foot windows that are openable, so we have them open pretty much the whole time. And then at the back of the space, we have a 20-foot sliding door. So we have those open, so we have a lot of natural air flowing through. And we're classed as a patio when we have those open. it was great through the pandemic to be able to have that open and have a lot of fresh air and a lot of kind of airflow going through the restaurant. And it also just makes it a really nice, kind of light, airy, fresh environment. And then we also have a patio at the back of our space. We have like this little secret garden patio as well.
So again, a lot of options and a lot of fresh air, George, which I know is important to a lot of our listeners right now. George, in terms of what's going on in the hospitality industry right now, it's no new news to our listeners that, you know, there's a chronic labor shortage right now, particularly in the back of the house. You are very hands-on. The guest experience is critical for you. So you have really made the important decision that until all the staffing is stabilized, particularly in the back of the house, you have very smartly reduced your hours so you can deliver that quality guest experience during the hours that you're open. Just review for our listeners, if you will, George, your hours and days right now, because that's important information to get out there. And I understand this is temporary, but we want people to know that.
Yeah, currently we are doing 5 p.m. till 8:30 is our last reservation, Tuesday through till Sunday. Usually our hours are 10 a.m. in the morning through till 2:30 for our daytime menu, and then we have a bit of a happy hour, and then we go into dinner. But currently we're just open from 5 p.m. Tuesday through till Sunday.
Got it. Let's talk about a little of the food that is on the a la carte dinner menu right now to give our listeners a little bit more of a preview of what you're offering. You start out with the Rip and Dip. Got to love the name. Just give us a little description of that, because it's a good way to start things.
Yeah. So our Rip and Dip is basically our kind of take on salatine or mezze, which is five different dips that come to the table. So we have baba ganoush, which is the smoked eggplant puree. We have hummus, muhammara. It's going to be a red pepper and walnut dip. Currently, now we have a smashed cucumbers with herby labneh, and then a whipped feta, chival, and toasted pine nut dip. And then that comes with Carlo's bread. So he makes focaccia bread for us. We make a spice mix called baharat, which is a Middle Eastern spice blend. And then he bakes that into the bread, so it adds a really nice, like, warm kind of toasty note. We start our staff club dinners. Everyone gets the Rip and Dip, but also on a la carte, you can order it. It's a great thing at the bar, because it's a really nice thing to kind of snack on whilst you have a cocktail or a glass of wine.
Certainly. George, in our concluding minute, we have to talk about the lamb meatballs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the lamb meatballs are kind of inspired by a kebab. So the lamb is flavored with lots of different spices: cumin, paprika, allspice, nutmeg, coriander seeds, and then it sits on top an Israeli couscous, which is flavored with it's like a butter sauce, but with a lot of lemon and herbs through it. And then we put fresh snap peas to give it some crunch and brightness, and then top with pea tendrils. So it's pretty delicious. It's nice and rich, but the snap peas and the lemon and herbs kind of cut through it and make it a really great dish.
George, very satisfying. As we need to say goodbye, what is your address in San Juan Capistrano? And we're talking about Mayfield Restaurant and Market.
Yeah, so we're located in downtown San Juan Capistrano, kind of in the old heart of it. Our address is 31761 Camino Capistrano. If you head to our website, which is mayfieldoc.com, you can find all the opening hours. We update with any changes for are going back into daytime and all that kind of stuff, and our address is on there too.
George, thanks for the time. Look forward to a return visit, and again, congratulations on the year anniversary. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, a wonderful full-service restaurant new to the original Farmer's Market under the culinary direction of Chef Jenny Sklar. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.
I've been on my own for long.